With the MLB season hopefully only 1 week away, here are my predictions. I'm Ben C. Gisser, and this is World of Baseball. Hello, World of Baseball Nation. Welcome to this episode of the World of Baseball podcast. This is episode number 42. I have not recorded a podcast in quite a while. I have had a hectic couple of weeks, but I am back to predict this 2020 season, which will hopefully be starting in 1 week from the day that I am recording. This is going to be a really interesting season. As we all know already, there are so many different things that can happen. A lot of things can go wrong, and hopefully a lot of things can go right too in this 60-game abridged season due to the coronavirus pandemic. It is going to be really interesting to see what happens, and I'm going to be predicting the playoffs in this episode. But before I do, thank you guys so much for subscribing to the mailing list. You guys might be clicking on this episode through the mailing list, which you will get tonight. I really was surprised and very fond of the support that I received and how many people signed up to get emails from the World of Baseball podcast. It's something like 500 people, which is the first round of it, and that is really impressive, and I really appreciate that as well. And if you are not signed up for the mailing list and would like to stay updated on World of Baseball podcast news, do sign up for that. That is all I'm going to go into housekeeping wise. We're going to jump right into this. As we know, the playoffs are going to be the same as usual. There was talk that the playoffs were going to be very different. There was talk that there was going to be 4 wildcard teams. There will not. It is going to be a standard type of playoffs this season, with the 3 division winners taking spots and 2 wildcard teams competing in a single game to determine who will go play the top-ranked division winner. I am going to predict all the divisions. I'm going to predict the division winners. I'm going to predict the wildcards, and you guys could hold me accountable, as you always do, with my predictions here. These are my official predictions for the abridged 2020 season that hopefully starts very soon, starting with the AL East. To win the AL East, I have the New York Yankees. I don't think the Yankees are a team that is going to be stopped by any team in this division, short season or not. There are a lot of strong teams in this division. I'd go as far as to say every team besides the Baltimore Orioles and maybe the Boston Red Sox have a legitimate chance at winning. I think there are 3 teams in this division that have a shot at making the playoffs this year. Maybe 4 if you count Boston. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, but no doubt in my mind, this AL East division goes to the New York Yankees. Their pitching was strengthened in the offseason by Garrett Cole, who will get a chance to wear the pinstripes. Their hitting is young and talented, with Aaron Judge returning, Giancarlo Stanton returning healthy. These guys are ready to go. The Yankees are the Bronx Bombers again. They're no longer the Baby Bombers, and this is a year that they can show it. Injuries have plagued them in the past, and this year, because of the shortness of the season, maybe it will limit the injuries, and if it does that, the Yankees will be ever more dangerous. Their lineup is absolutely stacked with talent, as we know very well. In my opinion, there's no doubt that the New York Yankees are going to take this division. Second in this division, I believe, are going to be the Tampa Bay Rays. I love the Rays. I'm very high on the Tampa Bay Rays on a consistent basis because of the way they develop players and because of the success rate they have of their players coming through the minors, their ability to develop pitchers into really solid players, their ability to develop hitters into quality hitters, not just power hitters. They have shored up a little bit this offseason. We weren't entirely sure what their goal was this offseason, but they brought in a big slugger from Japan. They made a couple of pretty solid deals, and they did trade away, I believe, Tommy Pham. The Rays still seem to be primed and ready to go. Their rotation is very strong. You're looking at Charlie Morton. You're looking at Tyler Glasnow sitting at the top of a rotation that was strong last year and will be strong again this year. I do think the Rays will easily compete for second place in this division. Quickly running through the rest of this division, Toronto, I think, is going to fit in third place. I think the shortened season is going to help them. Their pitching is not strong enough to get through a 162-game season, but they did acquire Hwangjin Ryu in the offseason, which is definitely going to help carry that rotation. I don't think pitching is as necessary this year as it was in other seasons where you have to play a really long season. I think the Blue Jays' young hitting talent is going to put them in a competitive position. Do I think they are going to win? Absolutely not, but I think they have a better shot than they did in a full season format, and I do think they'll compete for a higher spot in this division rather than a lower spot in this division. Rounding it out is obviously the Boston Red Sox in fourth and the Baltimore Orioles in fifth. The Orioles have absolutely nothing going for them. I'm not even going to begin to touch on about how bad the Baltimore Orioles are going to be this year. They literally have nothing going for them, and it's going to be a couple of years until they do have something going for them. The Boston Red Sox, I see them as too injury-prone. I see them as too heavy, meaning they don't have any young, vibrant talent, really, that's going to be going for them. I guess Rafael Devers is pretty solid, Andrew Benintendi, but in terms of the pitching, it's very shaky. They have a shaky bullpen, and the offense, besides those two guys, doesn't seem to be that strong. So in the East Division, the order is as follows for my predictions: New York Yankees, Tampa Bay Rays, Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles. Moving right along to the division of the team that I have favorited, the Cleveland Indians, my favorite team. We are talking about the AL Central. To win the division, in my opinion, will be the Chicago White Sox. I think their offseason moves, acquiring Dallas Keuchel, acquiring Edwin Encarnacion, acquiring Yasmani Grandal, big name signings like that will really help them in this season. The experience infused with the young core of Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, I think this team is ready to go. And yes, Michael Kopech, their star minor league pitcher who throws 100-something miles per hour, will be opting out of the season, and people are worried of that. I don't think it's a make or break for the Chicago team. I think this team is very much so ready to go, and I do think this team is going to pounce on the 60-game format, use their offense to their advantage. I think it's going to be a high offense season, and I do think the Chicago White Sox are going to take this division. I don't think it's going to be without a fight. The Minnesota Twins, after acquiring Josh Donaldson in the offseason, seem like a team that is primed and ready to go. I think this team is ready and could compete with the White Sox for the first spot. Will they? I highly doubt it. I don't think the Minnesota Twins are going to win this division, but I do think they will get second place and make an AL wild card. I will talk about the playoff setup for the AL after I get through the West Division, but I do think the Minnesota Twins are going to finish second in the division. They're a strong team. They're definitely in the top of this division, and they will stay in that top of this division. Jorge Polanco has to have a good season. You hope that Josh Donaldson will bounce back really, really strong, even though he did have a good year last year, will continue to bounce back to his old form and maintain it in Minnesota. You hope Miguel Sano does what he has done, and you hope Jose Barrios continues to be an ace for the Minnesota Twins. Those things happen, and this team could be very good. Obviously, they acquired Kenta Maeda as well in the offseason. That's going to help their rotation. This is a strong team. Do I think they edge out the White Sox? No, but I do see them as the second-place team in this division. Moving on to the third-place team in this division, my Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians have a lot of interesting pieces to look at this year. We're talking Franmil Reyes, a full season on the team. Delino DeShields, though he's injured now, should be back. Bradley Zimmer playing very well in camp. But do the Indians have what it takes to win this division? Absolutely not. The rotation, I believe, is too young and inexperienced to really carry them that far. I don't think the bullpen is that strong, especially with Emmanuel Clase being caught for performance-enhancing drugs and will miss this season. The bullpen doesn't look that strong. The pitching, the starting pitching looks all right. I mean, you have Clevinger, you have Carrasco, you have Shane Bieber. The starting rotation might be their biggest strength in this, but I think it's going to be a hitter heavy season, and I don't think it's going to help that much if the Indians cannot hit. Domingo Santana, obviously acquired in the offseason, as well as Cesar Hernandez, will help the team out. I'm not sure about Domingo Santana, but Cesar Hernandez will play a good second base for this team. Obviously, Frankie Lindor still at Progressive Field with Cleveland. Everyone thought he was going to be gone, but he is not gone. He'll still be there. The Indians, I believe, can make it competitive, but I think they'll have to settle for a wild card at least. They didn't even make the playoffs last year, and this year their division is no doubt more competitive than it was last year. There's no way they'll sink behind the last two teams I'm going to talk about, but I don't think they can compete for first place at all, and if they do have a great season, it will end up putting them in second place. I wish that wasn't the case, but that will likely be the case with the Cleveland Indians. Moving on to the last two teams in this division, Kansas City and Detroit. I honestly don't know which way to order them. I'm going to put Detroit before Kansas City for the sole reason that they have a lot of highlights of their good outfielders making cool catches. Honestly, I can't differentiate between the badness of these two teams. Yes, Detroit seems to have a little bit more young youth, a little bit younger pieces. Spencer Torkelson, the number one overall pick in the draft, could indeed play this year. I think it'd be very cool to see Spencer Torkelson suit up and play for the Tigers in his year without going to the minor leagues. We'll see what happens. I don't know which team will finish 4th and 5th. I'll say Tigers 4th, Royals 5th. None of them have anything going for them. These are rebuilding years for both these teams. They're short rebuilding years, and they're probably ineffective rebuilding years. But they're going to get to have a little more minor leaguers in the big leagues, and that might help both the Tigers and the Royals for the future. So to order the AL Central division, we're looking at the The Chicago White Sox in the first spot, Minnesota Twins second, Cleveland Indians third, Detroit four, Kansas City five. Moving right along to the AL West division, the home of the cheating, disgusting Houston Astros. And I've been asked this question a lot. Do I think they're still going to get beaned? Hell yeah, I think they're still going to get beaned, and they should get beaned. I want to see them beaned all season. I would take them winning games because they bean in so many runs, because pitchers let so many guys on base, because they just hit Altuve over and over again. He might have the highest on-base percentage in the league, and it won't be because he hits that well. Even though he does, it won't be because he hits well. It'll be because he gets beaned so much. I do think the Houston Astros will win this division. Cheating or not, the talent is legitimately there. Justin Verlander is staying in that rotation for the Astros. They're getting Lance McCullers back. They have a strong team. Their offense is still strong. Cheating or not, Alex Bregman looks good. Yuli Gurriel, George Springer, Jose Altuve, all these guys can really, really club the baseball. Kyle Tucker coming up, he's young, and he's going to be really, really good in the future, as many people say. This Houston Astros team still looks good. They still look like they're in tip-top shape to compete, and I do think they will compete. And how could I forget about Yordan Alvarez, who will come into this season mashing the baseball for Houston? Cheating or not, they're probably going to win this division, simply because this division isn't competitive enough to keep up with them. Moving on to the second place in the division, which will be, in my opinion, the Los Angeles Angels. Yes, the Angels don't have that strong pitching. Yes, guys are probably going to opt out of the Angels and potentially Mike Trout, but the hitting core is strong. You've got Justin Upton. You've got Mike Trout, obviously, assuming he stays in. You've got David Fletcher on the team, and obviously the offseason acquisition of Anthony Rendon. That's a huge acquisition for them. They got Dylan Bundy for a pitching in the offseason. They got Julio Teheran to kind of help out that rotation. The rotation isn't going to be great. The pitching is not going to be great in Los Angeles, but the offense has built itself to an extent where I believe it can compete. I think this offense is good enough to shake some heads. I think this offense is good enough to get them through the season. Do I think we will see them in the playoffs? No, I don't think we'll see a team other than the Astros in the West Division, in the AL West, in the playoffs. But the Angels, I do believe, finish second. We cannot forget about the prospects coming up through the Angels system, most notably Joe Adell. He's going to be very good at baseball, and he already is, and when he comes up, he's going to be very good in the major leagues. So that's an interesting thing to watch. Shohei Ohtani, obviously you can't forget about him. He's going to be back healthy and ready to go for the Los Angeles Angels. They're my second place team in the West. Moving on to the third place team in the West. This one was tough for me. I decided on the Oakland Athletics. They're always close. This team could potentially finish second in their division, but I think with the Angels offseason acquisitions, that puts the Angels ahead of the Oakland Athletics. The Oakland Athletics obviously have a very strong young core. They look to be doing great things in the future, most notably Matt Chapman, Tyler Olson, Marcus Semien on the team, doing big things for them. They've got a couple of young prospects like Jesus Luzardo coming up through the minor leagues, which could really, really help them. Their rotation isn't bad. Their offense isn't bad at all. They've got Ramon Laureano patrolling the outfield, doing great things in the outfield every single day. They look good. This Oakland Athletics team look good, and honestly, they maybe could pass the Angels if their guys grow up a little bit, but I don't think they're that strong. I don't think they're strong enough to pass an offense like the Angels, and unless something goes wrong with the Angels, like they lose Mike Trout, he opts out. I think the Oakland Athletics are confined to third place just because nothing really stands out about their team. I don't think their team shows enough particular strength to win consistently in the West. I think they'll be a little bit above 500, but they'll still be stuck behind the Los Angeles Angels. Fourth place team, Texas Rangers. This team is a real wild card. Lance Lynn and Mike Minor carried this rotation last year. Will they do it again? Who knows? They do have Corey Kluber, but who knows if he has anything in the tank left to play with Texas. They've got an interesting looking team, a couple of very young players, but most notably Joey Gallo. He seems to be their main offensive threat coming into the season. He's probably their only big offensive threat. The team's offense isn't there, and their pitching isn't that great either. Yes, there's a couple of really strong prospects coming up pitching wise. One I talked to on this podcast named DeMarcus Evans, who might play this season. If anything, he's very likely to play this season. Who knows what DeMarcus Evans will do once he gets up to the Texas Rangers. But as of now, they don't seem like a team that's strong in any aspect. They have decency in every aspect, and that's going to put them in fourth in this division ahead of the team that is so horrendously bad, the Seattle Mariners. Nothing going for this team at all. The prospects in the minor leagues look very strong, but none of them are close enough to be able to make them this year. We talked about them in the big system breakdown. I had Bobby from Out of Here Baseball on the podcast. You can check that episode out too. We talked about the Seattle Mariners and their farm system. They look strong from a minor league perspective, but there's not that much major league ready talent to take over in the bigs. I don't think it's going to happen this year for the Seattle Mariners, and they don't show any strength that's different that will make them strong in this 60-game season. They're going to be in fifth. They don't really have anything going for them in the majors right now. So the East is done. I will talk about the East quickly. I will go through the playoffs. The two wildcard teams that I have chosen will be the Minnesota Twins and the Tampa Bay Rays. Maybe Minnesota could win a playoff game. Maybe they could beat out the Tampa Bay Rays in a wildcard game. Both these teams, I guess the Rays did win the wildcard game last time on Yandy Diaz's two home runs in that game. That was a crazy game. Tampa Bay and Minnesota, I believe, are going to be the wild card teams in the divisions. I think the first seed team in the league will be the New York Yankees, followed by the Astros, and then the Chicago White Sox. Who will win the American League? I believe it's going to be the New York Yankees. I think the Yankees are ready to go. I think they're going to be playing in the World Series this season. Obviously, so much is up in the air with this season, and any team really has a shot, but I do think the New York Yankees will win the American League and compete against the team that I will talk about soon in the National League. Moving right along to the National League East, we're going to be talking about these teams. This division is so up in the air. I think every team besides Miami has a legitimate shot at winning the division. Maybe Philadelphia is kind of on the back end of that shot, but they still have a shot. My winner of this division is going to be the Atlanta Braves, and I think a lot of people agree with that. Their young pitching core looks very, very solid. Soroka, you've got Anderson coming up in the minor leagues. I believe that's the name. Ian Anderson? I'm not entirely sure what his name is. I think I'm blanking on a name right there. Max Fried, obviously. They've got a solid rotation of the future forming up there, and we saw them work very well. Fulton Ehwich also is going to be pitching for them this year. It's going to be interesting to see how the Braves pitch. Obviously, their hitting is very strong. They recently acquired Yasiel Puig to make up for the losses they had in the outfield. Nick Markakis is opting out of the season, so it's going to be tough for them. But Yasiel Puig is a big bat. He's a big motivator to any team. Freddie Freeman struggled when he had coronavirus, but he should be getting back into top shape. Obviously, you have Ronald Acuna. You have Christian Pache coming up. You have Ozzy Albies at second. This team is really stacked. This team has a legitimate shot at playoffs, at a good playoffs, a good season. I don't think it's far out to say that the Braves could potentially win the World Series this year. We'll see what happens, but they're definitely at the top of the East Division in my mind. Moving on to the second place team of the East Division, which will likely be the most competitive division. Both East Divisions are going to be very competitive. I think this NL East Division is going to be the most competitive out of all of them. The second place team of this division, I believe, is going to be the Washington Nationals. They did not keep Anthony Rendon, and Jordan and Ryan Zimmerman opted out of the season, but they seem ready to go. This team seems ready to try and repeat. They obviously have Max Scherzer. They saved Steven Strasburg. They've still got Patrick Corbin in that rotation. Joe Ross is opting out, but that doesn't hurt them that much. Trey Turner obviously is going to be manning the offense. Howie Kendrick will be back. You've got this team, and this team looks pretty strong. I don't see why the Washington Nationals cannot repeat. Obviously, Juan Soto, I almost forgot to talk about him. Victor Robles, the young, fast outfield. It's going to be really cool to see the Nationals compete this year. I don't think they're out of it at all. I think the Nationals will get second place in the NL East Division. Moving on to the third place team will be the New York Mets. Yes, I know everyone thinks the Mets will finish last because the Mets will be the Mets. No, I think the Mets will do surprisingly well this year. I'm not entirely sure why, but I'm going to go according to my gut. You have Yoenis Cespedes coming back. You've got Pete Alonso. You've got J.D. Davis. You've got Jeff McNeil on that offense. Obviously, you have Jake DeGrom, and yes, Noah Syndergaard's going to be missing the season with Tommy John, but Jake DeGrom can really carry a rotation. And we saw that. So I think the Mets are going to be better than people expect. I do see them in third place in this division, but maybe they can compete for a higher position. I think there's a lot of promise in New York right now, and I think they'll have a chance to prove themselves this year. And I think they'll do decently well. They'll definitely be above 500. I think they'll have a good season. Maybe not an all-star season, but a pretty good season. Moving on to fourth place, the Philadelphia Phillies. They throw cash around. They don't seem to have any momentum. They signed Zach Wheeler to a big deal, which might help them. They have JT Realmuto for the season again. They have Bryce Harper, again, another huge deal, but Bryce Harper didn't perform really well. I don't see things swinging in a good direction for Philadelphia. They're not getting help from their minor leagues at all. Their system isn't fantastically strong. It doesn't look particularly great for them. maybe they can compete if things go really well. If Bryce Harper returns to the way he played when he was in Washington, then it could be really good for them. JT Realmuto is obviously going to be solid, as he usually is. We need to see Rhys Hoskins come back and play very well if we want to see Philadelphia Phillies have a chance at winning this division. I don't like the Philadelphia Phillies very much. They throw a lot of money at players. They're not the style of team I like at all, and I'm not rooting for them at all this season. And I don't think they're going to do very well. I think they'll have a similar season to they did last year, around 500. They'll hover around there, and they will not make the playoffs. But again, if things go really well for them, we could see them shoot up into a higher place in the division. Moving on to the last team in this division, Miami Marlins. There's not much to say about them. They don't really have a chance. They're rebuilding this year. It'll be a good year for them to rebuild. The NL East division recap over here. Starting off, the Atlanta Braves will win, followed by Washington, New York Mets, Philadelphia Phillies, and Miami Marlins. Moving right along to the NL Central division. This one's also pretty competitive, but I'm going to say the Cincinnati Reds are the team that's going to win this division. They have a solid starting rotation coming into the season, led by Sonny Gray. They've got Luis Castillo, who was a breakout all-star last year, a young pitcher who is expected to be really good. They've got Trevor Bauer, who could hopefully repeat on his performances in Cleveland and not the one he had last year. They look to be strong from a pitching perspective. You want to see Raisel Iglesias come back from the bad season he had last year and maybe help him out. Michael Lorenzen, the hitter pitcher, can do really well in the back end of the bullpen, I believe. I think this team is ready to go. Big offseason acquisitions. I'm forgetting the name of the Japanese center fielder they acquired, but he'll be solid for this team. Mike Moustakas, obviously a big acquisition. Eugenio Suarez on the team. He'll be very good as well. Nick Senzel coming up, Jesse Winker coming up. All these guys are really ready to go for the Cincinnati Reds. I think they'll be a strong team, and I do think they'll take this division, and it'll be a tough one, but they'll win it. Coming in second in this division, and I believe I previewed this division earlier and I said the Cardinals would win. I'm going to go back on that. I don't see the Cardinals as that strong a team as I did before. They're kind of aging, and I think I regret putting them in that first place in the division spot. They do have a shot at the playoffs, but I think they're aging a little too much. Adam Wainwright's getting old. Yadier Molina's getting old. It's going to be tough for them to win. And yes, obviously they do have Paul Goldschmidt, who's a solid competitor no matter where you put it. They have a youngster in Tommy Edman. They have all these guys that could really, really change the way their season is. I believe they still have Marcell Ozuna. Yes, they do. Unless he signed. Did Ozuna sign? Yeah, I believe it was. I'm not entirely sure. Regardless, their team does not seem to be that strong this year. I don't think they're gonna be as great as I initially projected them, but they will win second place in this division. Moving on to third place in this division, Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers are a team that suffered heartbreak last year in the hands of Josh Hader and Trent Grisham. That was not fun to the team that ultimately won the World Series, the Washington Nationals, but they'll be back. Yes, they did lose Mike Moustakas, but they do have a strong young farm system. Kaysten Huara coming up for a full season out of the minor leagues, probably to replace and do what Mike Moustakas did. Their team looks all right. Christian Yelich obviously is dangerous, and he's going to be very good. Lorenzo Cain still in the outfield for them. They have a strong team, and that bullpen is still strong. Josh Hader is still a good pitcher, and they could compete. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? It's unlikely at this point that the Brewers will make the playoffs. I think they let the other teams in their division get ahead of them. But Milwaukee seems like a decent team this year, and they're a team that will be on the fringe of playoff competition and on the fringe of a second to first place finish in this division. This division is also pretty competitive when you think about it. Moving on to the fourth place team in this division, the Chicago Cubs. Yes, a lot of people think they're going to do better, but I think the time for the Cubs is over. Their starting pitching is not particularly strong in the besides for Kyle Hendricks. Their offense is pretty good still, but it's not anything elite. You've got Chris Bryant, you've got Anthony Rizzo, and Kyle Schwarber's been doing a decent job for him. They don't seem to have any really strong pieces coming from the minor leagues. Nico Hoerner looks to be good, but I can't see him as a guy who's really going to change the fate of this team. Wilson Contreras does a good job defensively, but there isn't that much to look forward to for the Chicago Cubs. I think they're a team that's going to have to dismantle relatively soon. I think Chris Bryant's going to be out at some point very soon, and they're going to have to kind of rebuild from there. And I think the last year that the Cubs had a chance was this past year, and they blew it, and I think they're kind of done. They'll probably sit in fourth in the NL Central Division. The final team in this division are the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've got a couple of interesting pieces coming up. Mitch Keller coming up to pitch for them. It's going to be interesting to see where the Pirates end up going. They did trade away Starling Marte in the offseason to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who we'll talk about very soon. So their offense doesn't seem to be as potent, but you know, they're a team that I kind of like watching. They've got a bunch of young hitters coming up who seem to be very interesting, who seem to be good quality hitters. We'll see. At this point this season, there's no reason in saying the Pirates are going to do anything but fifth place. I think they're the consensus across the board to finish fifth place in the Central Division. But we'll see. Maybe, just maybe, they can edge the Cubs. We'll see how the Pirates do. Moving on to the NL West Division. The winner of this division, in my opinion, will no doubt be the Los Angeles Dodgers, acquiring Mookie Betts, David Price, and others in the offseason. The Dodgers are primed to compete. Cody Bellinger, obviously an elite bat. Justin Turner, not too shabby himself, you know. This team looks really, really good. They have some solid prospects, a couple of great rookies from last year. I mean, Gavin Lux, top prospect in baseball, looking really good, looking ready to play. You're looking at Matt Beattie, who came up from the minor leagues and absolutely raked for him. Will D. Smith, their catcher of the future, who is ready to go in Los Angeles. Everywhere around, you look at the Dodgers, they just look ready to go. This team is primed another run of the World Series and maybe even a win this year, and they'll definitely win this division. Second place in this division, in my opinion, will go to the San Diego Padres. Yes, they're young. Yes, they're inexperienced, but they have flair. They have talent, and I believe Manny Machado is going to have a rebound season. I believe Eric Hosmer is going to have a rebound season. I believe in these guys. With the youth infused into their system by Fernando Tatis and Chris Paddock, this team could be good. Kirby Yates, the back end of that bullpen, closing out games. This is a strong team. This Padres team is underratedly strong. They're underratedly good, and I think they're going to have a great season. I forgot to mention Francisco Mejia, the young catcher, will really get a chance to spread his wings this season. The Padres have a good-looking offense, a decent-looking pitching staff. I believe they'll edge out all other teams in this division for second place. That brings me to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're basically impossible to predict, but I do think they'll finish third, which is right in between the worst teams in the division and the best teams in the division. I mean, they're a solid team. Ketel Marte had a fantastic year last year. They hope he can repeat it. Madison Bumgarner coming over in free agency. It's going to be interesting to watch him in a uniform other than San Francisco's. But besides that, they don't seem to have anything that's really going to stand out. They do have a bunch of strong young prospects coming up in the distant future, but nothing really that will help the Diamondbacks that much this year. Eduardo Escobar could have another good season. They're hoping to see that from him. And I believe the Diamondbacks will just sit in third place. I don't see anything special about them this season, and I don't think they're going to do anything special this year. Moving on to the fourth place team, the Colorado Rockies. Why do I like the Rockies so much? I don't know. It just seems like every piece of their offense looks good. They still have Nolan Arenado. They still have all these guys that really, really help them contribute. They still have David Dahl, Charlie Blackmon, these types of guys who can change the offense for the better. They do have a bunch of young prospects coming up through their minor league system. Some of them are very close to the major leagues, which you can hear me talk about in my episode with Michael Parnell. It was an episode called, I forget what the episode was called actually, but Michael Parnell was in it. We talked about the Rockies system. I believe actually it was called the System of Hitters. It was like episode 20 something. It was one of the first Prospects 1500 guests I had on the show. It was a great episode. If you want to hear more about the Rockies system, you can talk about it there. I don't think they're extremely competitive, but I like them, and I like them better than the San Francisco Giants, so I'm going to put them in fourth place in this division. Moving along to the fifth place team in the NL West is going to be San Francisco. I don't see them doing anything special this year. I don't see any pieces that are legitimately dangerous. I don't see any pieces of their team that are going to be fun to watch this year. I don't see any pieces of their team that are going to help them be successful. And with that being said, I don't think they're going to be successful because of that. Let's break down the playoffs for the NL League, the National League. Winning the East Division and being the first seed in the league, in my opinion, will be the Los Angeles Dodgers. Did I say East? I mean the West. The Los Angeles Dodgers will be the first seed. The second seed will be the Atlanta Braves, and the third seed, Cincinnati Reds, slotting in as the wild card teams. I believe it's going to be the Washington Nationals and, yes, the New York Mets. I believe the New York Mets are going to be the second wild card team. I think they have enough push. I think they have enough young talent. I think they have enough push to be in that wild card. It'd be absolutely epic to see Nationals, Mets in the wild card. That would be so cool to see. I am really excited for this season. It is going to be interesting. It's going to be awesome as long as they play it. I'm really hoping that they play it. Watching the highlights is making me crave baseball. Guys, people are starting to put out highlights. We're starting to see inter-squad games. Soon we're going to see regular games in the like three preseason games. Then all of a sudden we're going to see the MLB season. There will be baseball live again. It's been so long. I'm very hyped. The winner of the National League, I believe, is going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. I can foresee a Dodgers-Yankees World Series, which is, I believe, what I predicted when I did earlier predictions. I did predictions a while ago, but obviously it kind of changed stuff up with the shortened season. Dodgers and Yankees, my early World Series prediction this season is the Los Angeles Dodgers. There you have it. Thank you guys so much for listening to the World of Baseball podcast. Remember, you can support the podcast for as little as 99 cents per month. The link is in the podcast description, not the episode description, the podcast description, and also on the website if you open the tab and say support. Once again, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. This is Benzie Gizzer signing out.